This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. American-made and proud of it. If you want peace, prepare for war. And you're getting it right here on the Wayne Allen Root Show. We're on Unfiltered on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. By the way, 8 p.m., right? That's when the show comes on, 8 p.m. East Coast time, 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 Central. But only for another 2 weeks. Starting in about 2 weeks or so, you may tune in and you go, where's Wayne Root? Well, don't worry, I'm not gone. We just moved me to a new time slot. I love this time slot. 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock West Coast time, Pacific, and 9 o'clock Central is my new time slot, starting, I believe, on Tuesday, the 25th of February. We're moving to 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific. And you know, I'm a West Coast guy, and I'm a very popular, well-known guy in Vegas, and the West Coast loves me. Well, now 7 o'clock becomes prime time. Instead of driving home at 5 o'clock at night where you listen to me on the radio, now you can still listen to me on the radio on the West Coast at that time. Then come home, make dinner, and watch me on TV. Great stuff. Thanks, Newsmax. Great time slot. Here's my new commentary, newspaper column that comes out in newspapers around the country starting tomorrow. It's syndicated by Creator Syndicate, and it starts, as always, in my favorite newspaper, my hometown paper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Trump just became Reagan. It's all about the State of the Union. It's unfair. Now Trump is just showing off. I almost feel sorry for Democrats. Almost. Before I get to President Trump's brilliant, masterful State of the Union performance, let me take a moment to thank Nancy Pelosi. She gets the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. She not only sealed the election for Trump, she just lost the House for Democrats. So thank you, Nancy Pelosi, for the single most selfish, ignorant, petty, childish act in U.S. political history. That image of you ripping up the State of the Union speech by the President of the United States will live in infamy. You just showed the whole country who Democrats really are, and it's so clear to everyone now. Democrats hate Trump more than they love America. What's the famous saying? If a picture paints 1,000 words, then a video paints 1,000 pictures. Pelosi's hate video will be the defining image of the 2020 election. Now to the speech. It was Trump's greatest moment in time. Long ago, before Trump even won the presidency, back in 2015, I called him the new Ronald Reagan, our new Reagan. Just like Reagan, I knew he'd turn around the country, straighten out the mess left by a Democrat president, and make the economy roar, just like Reagan did. And I knew Trump's energy and bigger-than-life personality would re-energize my beloved GOP. Last night, Trump officially became Reagan. Trump's State of the Union was a combination of Reagan-like celebration of the greatness of America and a joyride through Trump's economic mega success, his achievements for the American people, and specifically his achievements for Black and Hispanic Americans. Instead of partisan vitriol, Trump showcased guests who represented America's greatness. Trump showcased stories that made us cheer and cry, like when that hero soldier appeared out of nowhere to surprise his wife and little children who thought he was overseas, and he was there to hug them and kiss them and hold them in his arms. I cried. I don't know about you, but I cried. Like when Trump awarded a surprise charter school scholarship to a sweet little African-American gal. I think she must have been like 7 or 8 years old, and her dream was to go to a charter school in Philadelphia, and she couldn't get in because there's a waiting list of, I believe, 50,000 kids, probably all black, all from the inner city, and they can't get in because the governor of Pennsylvania, Democrat, won't let them open more spaces and slots and scholarships for charter schools because he's in the pocket of the teachers' union. So they're condemning black kids to lifetimes of low incomes and lousy jobs because you're not getting educated. All because they're in the hip pocket of the teachers' union who give them huge contributions. How disgusting. When Trump announced he found a spot for that girl and a scholarship for that girl to go to the school of her dreams, all I could do was cry. I teared up. It was unbelievable. Thank you, President Trump. I love you. Like when Trump announced he promoted an African-American World War II pilot to brigadier general earlier in the day. Another moment. I teared up. And by the way, that guy said he's 100 years old. He looked fantastic. Wow. Like when Trump awarded the nation's highest civilian honor to conservative icon Rush Limbaugh, pinning his medal on the spot. It's one thing to announce, I'm going to give you this amazing award, the Medal of Freedom, highest civilian award. It's another to say, Melania, I've got you sitting next to Rush Limbaugh. Rush, stand up. We're going to give it to you right now in front of the entire United States. I'm almost crying right now. Because Rush Limbaugh is just, he's been my hero since I was a kid. He's been on the air 31 years. I'm 58. I was in my 20s when Rush was my hero. And all these decades, he's been my hero. And they gave him that medal in everyone. And I'm very sad to say he didn't look good last night. He didn't look good at all. I was very, very sad for him. And so this could be. I hope not. I pray not. Let's all pray he makes a full and complete recovery and he's another 31 years on the air. But it could be the last nice moment of a man who's got advanced lung cancer. You may never see another incredible moment of happiness like this ever again, possibly. And the Democrats sat on their hands and they hissed, and they were unhappy that a medal was going to this guy. They couldn't even be happy that a man with advanced lung cancer was having a happy moment at the end of his life. Maybe. Right? Maybe. Certainly a scary moment in his life. Unbelievable. And like when Trump introduced us to the families of American heroes killed by vicious, disgusting terrorists, Islamic terrorists, and then made it clear he had given the orders, Trump, to hunt those terrorists down and kill them, and kill them he did. Soleimani and al-Baghdadi, Trump got them. And there were the people who were the relatives of the people he killed, and Trump got revenge for them. On behalf of all of us in America and those families, Trump did a great thing. And they sat on their hands, those Democrats, those women in white, sat on their hands and booed and hissed and acted like little childish babies. They can't cheer for a lower unemployment rate. They can't cheer for lowest ever for black people. They can't cheer for 7 million less people on food stamps. They can't cheer for Rush Limbaugh getting an award while he's literally sick with advanced lung cancer. They can't cheer for a soldier coming back to see his family and kids. How disgusting. Terrible. I heard there was one congressman, I'm sure he represents all of them, one congressman, because a minute ago I talked about the women in white, but there was a congressman standing next to another Republican congressman, I believe it was Brian Mast of Florida, who's a hero who served in the United States military, lost both his legs, and then went on to serve in the Israeli military. What an amazing guy. And I heard an interview with him, and he said that the guy next to him was a Democrat, and he thought it was, he kept saying how disgusting it was that Trump brought back a soldier to surprise his wife and kids. I thought it might be the single greatest moment I've ever seen on TV in my entire life. By the way, I'm a sucker, right? I'm a sucker for crying for things like this. Every time I see a video on the internet of a soldier surprising his wife and kids, because he told them I'll be home in a week, and then he told them that on purpose, he comes home 5 days early, and when they're in the gymnasium with their high school class, and they're playing basketball, he comes in and surprises his son on the high school court. I cry every time. I never imagined somebody would do it live during the State of the Union. It was the nicest moment I've ever seen in my whole life. And Democrats call it disgusting. They're evil people. They're disgusting people. I don't know what to say. This was the finest day of Trump's presidency. Even before the speech, Trump rode into that State of the Union with 49% approval at Gallup, his highest number ever, and 63% approval of his economy. That's 18 points higher than Obama had on the same day. A landslide. Democrats are panicking. Remember James Carville? He was Bill Clinton's brilliant strategist. I may not like him, but he was a brilliant guy, and he helped elect Clinton twice. And he invented, "It's the economy, stupid." Remember that saying? He was appearing on MSNBC last night, and Carville said, "I'm scared to death for the Democrat Party because they don't have a candidate, and they can't beat Trump. And the things that they do, like that Nancy Pelosi stunt of ripping up the State of the Union, disgraceful and disgusting to average Americans." Trump is now playing on the Democrats' home turf, on the Democrats' home field. Trump has secured all 63 million Trump voters from 2016. He secured the entire white middle class of America, and now he's playing on Democrats' turf. Now that he's got his side secured, he's going after Democrat votes. He's going after black, Hispanic, and female votes. He's playing on Democrats' home field. Trump is Reagan. He's aiming for a Reagan-Mondale-like landslide. And all Democrats have is that image of a petulant, bitter, childish Nancy Pelosi. It's not even fair. And that makes me smile from ear to ear. My commentary coming out in tomorrow, Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal. And I think I hit the nail on the button back in 2015. I said Trump is our Reagan. And people thought I was crazy. Number one, no one thought he had a chance to win except me. I was the only one saying things like that. But then they thought, even if he wins, he's not Reagan. He's vicious. Reagan was nice, and he told jokes to disarm you. And Trump is vicious. And I said, no, that's all true, that he's different. He's got that New York attitude that I've got. But he's an entertainer. He's a showman. He's an actor like Reagan on Celebrity Apprentice. Great TV host. Right? He's very similar. He may not disarm you with humor, but Trump is a storyteller and an entertainer and a showman, just like Reagan was in many ways, and he believes in all the same things. He loves America, and he loves American exceptionalism, and he loves God, and he loves all of us, and he's fighting for us, just like Reagan. He believes in capitalism, smaller government, and lower taxes. God bless Trump. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. I had my buddy on the radio show earlier today, Dan Rodheimer, former WWE wrestler, running for United States Congress here in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the state of Nevada, CD3, Congressional District 3, a real Trumper, real Trump guy. And, you know, as soon as we move to the 10 p.m. Eastern time slot on Newsmax TV, I got to tell you, I'm going to start having more and more guests, and I'll bring Dan in, Dan Rodheimer. You'll see him in person. He was just here in my studio live on the radio. He's 6'7". He's got arms like Popeye. He looks like I'm half of him. And so it's very funny to see. I'll have the two of us stand next to each other on TV. It's very funny. Gigantic former wrestler who wants to take a chair and smash it on the big government Democrats' heads. My kind of guy. So it's official. Free at last. Free at last. Trump is free. We are free. We are right. We were right. Trump's acquitted. With no help from Mitt Romney, Trump's acquitted. Can you imagine the only Republican in the world that voted to convict Donald Trump? What a joke. You're just upset because you're jealous and bitter because you're a loser. You should have beaten Obama. Mitt Romney, you should have beaten Obama, and you wussied out. You're a coward. You wouldn't debate him hard. You wouldn't tell everyone how terrible the economy was. You wouldn't hit him as a socialist. You wouldn't call him names. You and McCain. The two of you were so nice and so gentle with Obama. You treat him like a pet rock. So gentle. Hey, Obama. Hey, Obama. You petted him like I pet my dog, Bubba. You were so nice to him. Politics is war. It's like Sun Tzu, the art of war. Politics is about knocking the other guy's brains out. Obama knocked our brains out, but we weren't allowed standing back. No one could impeach Obama. No one could rip up Obama's State of the Union. No one could use the IRS like Obama to go after their political opponents. But Obama got away with it all. No one could ever touch him. And you, Mitt Romney, you wussied out, and you lost the election. Now you will never in your lifetime ever, ever, ever be president of the United States. And it kills you every day that Trump is the president and has the love of the entire Republican Party, and nobody likes you. Even in Utah, they don't like you, where the Mormons originally hated Donald Trump. Didn't like him, didn't understand him. They didn't understand that New York attitude, you know, that slick, stylish New York attitude. Something about it bothered them, grated on their nerves. They didn't like him. They just barely voted for him. He just barely won Utah in the election. Latest polls out, Trump is now more popular in Utah than Mitt Romney. Trump is +7. Mitt Romney is -5 on the approval scale. So 12-point difference in favor of Donald Trump in Utah, where they never liked him. Now they hate Mitt Romney. And that was before they found out he was going to vote to impeach. So I think Mitt Romney's numbers go way down now in Utah. It's just a shame he just got elected, right? He was just elected, was it a year ago or 2 years ago, whatever it was. He's got 4 or 5 years left to go, lifetime. Because if it was tomorrow, I swear to you, if it was tomorrow, I would quit Newsmax TV and quit USA Radio, and I'd announce I'm running for Mitt Romney's U.S. Senate seat in Utah. That's my second home, Park City, Utah. I'm there all the time. Park City is home to me. I love Utah. It's my favorite place in the whole world besides Las Vegas. But I would run against Mitt Romney tomorrow, and I would kick his fanny all over that state. He'd have never known what hit him. End of Mitt Romney's career. But he's in office, what, another 5 years? So nothing you can do. But Trump is acquitted. Trump is completely acquitted on abuse of power and obstruction of Congress like it never happened. He's stronger than he's ever been. I have so many Democrat friends. Every one of them texted me today to say, you were right. We made a mistake. He's stronger than he's ever been. We screwed up. And let me give you some proof of how beloved Trump is now. You just made him into a cult figure. He's the most popular president in modern history. And the people who don't like him, most of them don't vote, so it doesn't matter. That's why those polls were all lies. Only likely voters matter. The people say they hate Trump. If you walk down Times Square, if you walk down Michigan Avenue in Chicago, if you walk down Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles, if you went to Universal Studios in L.A., in Hollywood, sure, if most people you walk up to, you give them a mic, they'd say in public, oh, I don't like Trump, he's terrible. First of all, none of them vote, so it doesn't matter. Second of all, these inside people that go, I don't like Trump. And then they look around, and when no one's looking, they whisper to me, I'm with you, I like Trump. Nobody ever says out loud they like Trump. Only somebody with cojones like me, and I hope some of you, say out loud they like Trump. But the reality is, most people are afraid to say it out loud. But Trump is beloved now. Stock market through the roof today. The Dow up 400 points. All right, coming up next, don't run around. Don't go channel surfing. Prostate Guide for Men has a message for you. Coming up next, have you seen all the ads out there for products? They've studied every product. They've tested them all. And what they found is shocking. They're giving it to you for free.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment. Democrats fell well short of the two-thirds majority required to convict and remove the president from office. The only Republican to vote for convicting President Trump on either article was Utah Republican Mitt Romney. After the vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked how long the senator is going to be in the doghouse.
We don't have any doghouses here. The most important vote is the next vote.
Supreme Court justices will consider taking up a closely watched case on Obamacare. They'll do so during a private conference later this month. A lower court aims to strike down the entire Affordable Care Act, which Republicans have been trying to do for years. Hollywood screen legend Kirk Douglas is dead at the age of 103. Douglas was nominated for Academy Awards 3 times, but never took home the gold. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do?
If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I told you, you heard my commentary, Trump's playing on the Democrats' home field. A lot of big Democrat strategists like Van Jones. I may hate what these guys believe in, Van Jones, James Carville, but they're smart guys. They're astute guys. And they say Trump's playing for the black vote. Trump's coming to get the black vote. Trump's expanding his base, I'm telling you. And I remember that there was a poll out, I think it was the Gallup poll, that showed Trump at 49, highest ever, heading into the State of the Union, and 63% approval of the economy, highest ever, 18 points better than Obama. His highest was 45, Trump at 63, 18-point difference. All good news, but it also had other good news. It delivered the fact that blacks, 22% approval of Trump. Hispanics, I think, were at 36 or 37. And then suburban women were supporting Trump. You know how the Democrats always say, and the media always says, Trump has a problem with suburban women? He was winning with suburban women and winning by a landslide with white suburban women. That was all going into the State of the Union. After that incredible performance, and after Nancy Pelosi's embarrassing faux pas, in my opinion, her vicious, embarrassing, worst moment of her life, humiliating joke, ripping up the State of the Union. What a terrible, evil person, awful person. With those two things together, and those inspiring guests he had at the State of the Union, and the mistakes of the Iowa caucus, I would say there's going to be a poll coming out soon that shows Trump at like 53, 54, 55% support. And you're going to see suburban women in a landslide for Trump. Not just white suburban women, all suburban women. And you're going to see the black vote not at 22%, but at 32%. You watch. It's going to go up, 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 up. NASDAQ and the S&P went up, 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 up today. Soared to record highs. Wasn't it the Dow? The Dow was up 400 points today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1.68%, 483 points up to a level of 29,290. My buddy Kip Herridge, who I think is the smartest stock guru in America, he's been right every step of the way. He told me that we were going to hit 30,000 on the Dow, and we're at 29,000 and change. Kip's going to be right again. He was the guy that said we go to 20 and 25 and now 30. He says we're going to 50 by the time Trump's done. The Dow will be at 50,000 during Trump's second term. And I would believe he's right, because he's been right on everything else he's ever said. ADP, Moody's private payrolls, January numbers are out. Nearly double expectations. The jobs market kicked off 2020. Does the news get any better? I mean, the Democrats are going to commit Harry Carey. They're sure committing political suicide. I mean, they don't know what to say. They're apoplectic. Try saying that five times fast on national TV. They're apoplectic, apoplectic, apoplectic. The stock market, the jobs market kicked off 2020 in grand fashion, adding 291,000 jobs in private payrolls for the best monthly gain in 5 years. Well above the estimate of 150,000. So that's almost double. You almost hit 300,000. All the economists surveyed by Dow Jones thought we'd have 150,000 jobs. Because there was a sharp gain in December of 199,000 jobs, so they thought it would cool down in January. Trump's economy doesn't cool down. And how about this one? This is the only thing that really matters. 74% of Americans believe they will be better off financially this year, a new record. You can't beat a president when 74%, this is a Gallup poll. Gallup poll finds that 74% of Americans say they'll be better off this year financially, a record. And so here's the irony. the thing that they tried to nail and impeach and destroy Trump with was so minor. It wasn't a crime. It wasn't a problem. He gave the Ukrainians their money 3 weeks early, every penny of it, and there wasn't even an investigation into the Bidens when he gave it to them. And by the way, there should be a serious investigation into the Bidens and the Kerrys and the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation and the Obamas. They're all crooks. Very clear to me. Allegedly, maybe, could be, can't say they are, can say, my gut says the entire Democratic Party's full of crooks. And there's a few Republican rhinos that are full of crooks, too. Mitt Romney. Maybe Romney's whole family. Maybe Romney has six sons. Did it ever occur to you that maybe Romney voted against Trump because Romney's six sons are all involved in 20 foreign countries collecting money just like Hunter Biden? And maybe it's not a crime. Maybe it's just disgusting and low class and it's a conflict of interest and it's horrible and it's embarrassing and it goes against everything every American should agree on is good for the country. So Mitt Romney doesn't want Biden to be exposed because Mitt Romney and his sons will get exposed. I don't know this. I'm just telling you, it's pretty funny that he took Biden's side and he's against Trump, who is simply trying to investigate Biden. As I said on this show last couple weeks, Trump is a whistleblower. He should be protected from impeachment. What he did is no different than what the whistleblower did. He pointed out something wrong, that Joe Biden did something wrong. And you're making a mountain out of a molehill and making it into a huge issue because the guy he pointed out as the possible criminal happens to be one of his opponents? Joe Biden's never going to win the nomination. So Biden's not his opponent. I think Trump should be more worried about Bernie Sanders. He didn't point out Sanders' corruption to a foreign country. He pointed out the guy was corrupt. He just happened to be running against Trump. At the time, guess what? He wasn't even a declared candidate, I don't believe. So the whole thing is a bunch of hooey, bunch of BS. But the real irony is that a Republican lawmaker, Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona, congressman from Arizona, is introducing a resolution to censure and condemn Nancy Pelosi for violating the code of official conduct. It is her job. She is required to preserve official government documents. And Pelosi, in her outburst, her vicious little petty childish outburst, destroyed official government property. So I think Nancy Pelosi committed, I don't think this is a big crime, I don't think it rises to the level of let's put Nancy Pelosi in jail, but guess what? It's a much worse crime on the scale of crime than what Trump did in the Ukrainian phone calls, which he released. The two phone call transcripts, I read them word for word, and there's nothing there. There's no problem. People get mad that he says they were perfect phone calls. I don't know if they were perfect, but they were just fine. Nothing was wrong with them. And here's another thing that, you know, I just found so disgusting last night. Liberals were triggered by Rush Limbaugh's Presidential Medal of Freedom. This guy is a stage 4 advanced lung cancer diagnosis. And liberals can't leave it alone. Okay, I've always been nice. When liberals die, I try not to say anything bad about them as they're dying. I try not to say anything bad about them on the day they die. I hope and pray Rush Limbaugh lives and doesn't die. But when you hear someone has stage 4 lung cancer, advanced lung cancer, the first thing you think is they may be in their last days. Wouldn't you be nice to someone who's very sick and could be in their last days? Liberals don't know how to be nice. And I'd love you to prove that Rush Limbaugh's a racist. They're all screaming he's a racist. They scream that I'm a racist, even though I grew up in an all-black town and went to an all-black high school, and my friends were all black. Oh, I'm a racist. Yeah, okay. It's just so ludicrous. They throw that word around so it's lost all its meaning. Not only am I not racist, not only is Rush not racist, not only is Trump not racist, we're all the exact opposite of racist, every one of us. Because all of us have promoted a system called capitalism that brings up, lifts up the black and Hispanic and people of color and gays and women and has created the greatest economy in years. And the last time it happened was Reagan, who did the same thing. And the two presidents before them were Carter and Obama, dyed-in-the-wool liberal socialist Marxists whose socialist policies ripped down black people, ripped down Hispanic people. They voted for the very people that were destroying their lives, killing their jobs, and making sure they could be on welfare the rest of their lives. How do you know Democrats want people of color to be on welfare and want everyone to be on welfare? They literally hissed and booed and sat on their hands last night when Trump announced that he's gotten 7 million people off food stamps. His economic policies and his booming economy have gotten 7 million people off food stamps. Democrats were horrified by that. They want people dependent for life on welfare and food stamps. So President Trump, he gives this Medal of Freedom to Rush Limbaugh in the middle of the State of the Union. And the stunned look on Limbaugh's face when the cameras came to him, you can't fake things like that. Either he didn't know he was going to get it, or he knew he was going to get it, but he didn't know he was getting it on the spot tonight. And Melania Trump pinned the medal on the guy who was arguably, in my opinion anyway, and I think in almost anyone's opinion, the greatest conservative icon. I mean, you've got Reagan, and now you've got Trump, and you've got Rush Limbaugh. I'd put those three in the same category as the greatest conservatives in my lifetime, in the modern history. That's how great I think Rush is. And so, look, I don't know who liberals love. Liberals love, I don't know, Julio Chavez. They love Martin Luther King. They love, name some people, liberals. Malcolm X, I don't know. Whoever liberals love, Muhammad Ali. My point is, if they were dying at this moment, and they got a medal from Obama, who's president at this moment, I wouldn't say a word. Not a word. I'd say, great person. Great person. I may not like their politics, but great person. That's the worst thing I'd say. Liberals can't do that. So when you look at liberals and the things they were saying across the country on Twitter, they were incensed. They were enraged. They were infuriated. They called Rush a racist, a partisan divider. Maureen Dowd was one of the first liberals to be openly triggered, reminding the world of the time Limbaugh called a Georgetown student, a Georgetown woman, female student, a slut, as if anybody should, you know, never forget that till the day you die. It reminds me of when Kobe Bryant died just a couple weeks ago. I don't know Kobe's politics, but I'm guessing he wasn't a big conservative Republican Trump fan, right? But all I could do was lavish praise on Kobe, and I didn't bring up the fact that some woman once accused him as rape. By the way, the charges were dropped, so that means you didn't do it. You're innocent in America. So I never brought it up. Liberal media, liberal feminists brought it up left and right. All right, Dr. Joe Williams is up next. If you're a guy with thinning hair, this guy has the solution and the answer for you right now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi,
I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful mint state, 63, $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and say 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. A couple of interesting emails I got during the break. Jeff says, my friend and I also discussed today how much we loathe Mitt Romney. I don't buy that religious excuse any more than I believe Pelosi ever prayed for Trump. He's a deep state corrupt Democrat, just like Pelosi, referring, of course, to Mitt Romney. And I agree with you, Jeff, and I know all my viewers do as well. And then I want to mention something about my new time slot, because Vern, a big fan, emailed in, said, Wayne, my wife and I watch you every single night. I wish you weren't changing time slots, because that's our bedtime. We both get up early, so we will have to miss your show from now on. Vern and Betty, I will tell you the same thing I will tell everybody at home. If 10 o'clock East Coast is past your bedtime, just record it. TiVo it. Whatever you call your system, everyone's got a cable system or DirecTV system or Dish TV system. You can record shows. I record hundreds of shows a month, and then I work out in the gym, and I turn on my list, and I've got 150 shows to choose from. They weren't on this minute. They weren't on this morning. They weren't on today. Some of them were recorded a month ago. Record my show every night at 10 o'clock on the East Coast and watch it tomorrow morning with breakfast, before work. Watch it tomorrow night at the normal time. You used to watch it at 8 o'clock. Put it on the next day at 8 o'clock, but record it and watch it. You don't have to watch it live. That's all. Just want to make sure everybody knows the options that are out there. And on the West Coast, I think many more of you now will get a chance to watch it. Because at 5 o'clock, most people are driving home and they're listening on the radio. But by 7, they're home in front of their TV sets. And now you get Wayne Root Show on the West Coast at 7. So I think that's a good time slot. Same thing in Chicago. In Chicago, it'll be on at 9 o'clock. Used to be on at, what time? It would be on at 7 o'clock. Now it's on at 9. So I think it's a positive. It's on at a better time slot there, too. So let me continue with the Rush Limbaugh, okay? So Rush Limbaugh, very sick, very ill, and I saw it in his gait. I saw it in the way he was standing. I saw it in the way he looked. He looked tired. He looked weak. He looked thin. He's lost weight. Obviously, he's having chemotherapy. So you're sick all the time. So during an appearance at MSNBC, Newsweek editor John Meacham slammed the president for awarding the medal to a partisan culture warrior. But meanwhile, you know who Obama gave the medal to? Bruce Springsteen. It's okay to give the highest civilian medal to Bruce Springsteen, who's a partisan culture warrior on the left, but it's not okay to give it to Rush Limbaugh, who's a quote-unquote partisan culture warrior on the right? You know what I call a partisan culture warrior on the right? A conservative icon and a hero and a patriot. And this guy continues, this John Meacham, Newsmax editor, Newsweek editor. At Newsmax, they'd be saying nice things. But at Newsweek, John Meacham said, "You have the Medal of Freedom, an emblem of the new frontier, being given to the central architect of a reflexively partisan culture in the midst of a State of the Union that had nothing to do with the Union." Joe Biden slammed Trump's decision to honor Limbaugh, claiming Trump abused his duty to inform lawmakers about the state of the nation and instead turned the state of the nation into a reality show, and slammed Limbaugh for dividing America, and claimed Trump should have given the medal to Tuskegee Airmen in the audience last night. Well, first of all, Trump invited as his guest the grandson of the Tuskegee Airmen and the Tuskegee Airmen, who's 100 years old, and announced to the crowd that earlier in the day, I believe in the Oval Office, he had raised his rank to Brigadier General. Now, the only area where I would agree with all these stupid comments, if I was Trump, I would have had the Tuskegee Airmen sitting right now on the other side of Melania with Rush Limbaugh on the other side. She gives Rush Limbaugh the civilian Medal of Honor, Medal of Freedom, and then she turns around and gives the Tuskegee Airmen, 100-year-old guy, he should get his Brigadier General new pin right there in front of the entire United States Congress and the State of the Union. That's the only quibble I would have with the entire evening. Why do it earlier in the day? Why not do it on the spot like you did with Rush? Okay, let's get back to Mitt Romney. We only have a couple minutes left in the show. Mitt Romney is, to me, the most despised Republican in history. He's the Benedict Arnold of the Republican Party. Utah lawmakers introduced a measure to recall U.S. senators. Now, the problem is, to my knowledge, the U.S. Constitution says you cannot recall a U.S. senator. So we have to change the Constitution. Well, then so be it. Then we're going to have to do it. Or at least pass this so that you can censure and recall a U.S. senator and then put it in front of the Supreme Court and let them decide. We've got to term limit these people. This guy was not elected to convict Donald Trump. You're an idiot, Mitt Romney. You're a Republican. Did any Democrat ever think about convicting or impeaching President Obama? President Bill Clinton? Are you kidding me? It's an embarrassment. Mitt Romney's a total embarrassment. And Hollywood suddenly loves Mitt Romney. This is how dumb Mitt Romney is. Do you realize when Romney ran against Obama in 2012, even though I say he was way too nice to Obama and he treated him with kid gloves, I'm betting you that every liberal in Hollywood called Mitt Romney every name in the book, the same ones that now say they love him. You impressed a bunch of people who called you and the Mormon people horrible names, hate you for your religion, hate you for being religious, hated you for being squeaky clean white guy, made all kinds of terrible comments about you, and I guarantee you called you a racist back then. Those are the people you're looking to be in bed with and get a nice comment from? And the rest of us who supported you, you abandoned us? You are Benedict Arnold, my friend. All right, coming up next, end of the show. God bless all the cops. God bless all the veterans. God bless all the active duty military. And coming up next, a message from my sponsor, my doctor, suggests it's cold and flu season. I'll bet you with this coronavirus, they're getting record calls because silver may be the best defense against colds and flu and bacteria and yeast and all the bad stuff. Coming up next.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.